Welcome to Lou Marks The Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. Hunter's art, the art of the scam. Now, first son Hunter Biden has a new money-making scam. Set up a deal to market totally crap paintings for $500,000 per piece. Yes, folks, that's $500,000 per piece. The president's son demeans the arts and encourage serious ethics infractions. This is not true art. This is garbage. It is the worst kind of abstract art. It is fraudulent art. It is scam art. It is fake art. And Hunter Biden has made a deal with a China-linked New York City art exhibitor to market his paintings confidentially and anonymously. Money laundering? Fraud? Federal offense? You bet it is. Even Obama's former ethics chief said, yeah, this seems a little fishy. Sure does. Smells. There is a layer of suspicion surrounding Hunter Biden's new venture, especially given that he has no artistic background, no talent, and that the price tag seemed to be greatly exaggerated above what a type of asking price would be for such works. If his name were Hunter Smith, and he put this out there for sale, you know, if he got $50 for it, he'd be lucky. It's the truth. $500,000, confidential, and his last name is Biden. Give the man $500,000. What else is new? Don't worry, as the buyer is fully confidential, wink, 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 I wonder what people might try to purchase with that $500,000. I would see these paintings are worth $500,000, the same way Hunter Biden was qualified enough an energy policy, which was zero, to make $83,000 plus a month from Burisma in Ukraine, right? Sure. Hunter Biden previously garnered suspicion for his role on the board of the Ukrainian gas company. At the same time, then Vice President Joe Biden bragged about getting a prosecutor looking into the entity fired. Criminal offense, impeachable offense. What better way to funnel large donations into the family, the Biden crime family, for influence or payback for favors granted? In art, since there is no blue book of values to compare the prices to, Hunter isn't exactly a renowned artist. I track the money back to the real source if possible, and then see if it's payback, which it is, as Biden is owned by almost everybody around the world, or watch and see if some favors are handed out later. They will be. Hunter Biden's art con is an insult to ethics and good taste. If only we could all be Hunter Biden. When most of us crave a new job, we scour the listings, advance the education, spiff up the resume, and pray. When Hunter Biden wants a new extravagantly paid gig, the president's middle-aged son, a former lawyer, lobbyist, and alcohol and drug addict, whose greatest skill is raking in fortunes for careers he's unqualified to perform while using his father's name and struggling to keep his pants on, announces now that he's an artist. Crackhead to artist. Why not? Then he sits back and waits for streams of cash to just gush into his bank account for nothing. Charmed life of Hunter Biden, which began roughly after his pop, Joe Biden, became Vice President of the United States, is about to take a turn for the fabulous again, with his dad's elevation to Commander-in-Chief. In October, a snazzy art gallery, as I mentioned, in New York, high-rim Soho District, is now scheduled to put on the market some 15 works created by the president's son, who's 51 years old, so artistic experience, as far as I know, until now has been limited to doodles on strip club cocktail napkins. Maybe on strippers. It's the kind of high-profile showing that many a talent artist who lacks Biden's pedigree and connections can only hallucinate and dream about and deserve, but never get. And here's the joke, and it's on all of us. Those multimedia monstrosities, which one critic said resemble renderings of the COVID-19 virus, but to me look like bacteria on acid or crack cocaine, are actually expected to fetch between $75,000 and $500,000. And that's for each. Compare this insanity to a recently found long-lost Picasso that sold at auction for only $150,000. And that's a Picasso original. The prices could go even higher. Some in the art world speculate, but guess what? The White House, as usual, is insisting that the identities of buyers remain secret. Why is the White House involved? Well, Daddy Joe is so-called president, from Hunter Biden as well as from the public. And while that may have been intended to shield the first Greedmeister from the appearance of selling influence through his art, good old Hunter, he's doing it for all his life. Many find this arrangement particularly troubling for a man who made as much as $83,000, as I said, plus a month, as a board member of the Ukrainian oil company. He had no experience and was dealing with China. $1 billion deal sparked the Department of Justice tax probe. Never went anywhere. Because we don't know who's paying for his art, and we don't know for sure that Hunter Biden even knows. We have no way of monitoring whether people are buying access to the White House. Unbelievable. What these people are paying for is Hunter Biden's last name, as always. Burisma paid for it. Ukrainian paid for it. Russian oligarchs paid for it. Everyone's paid for it. The Biden family is bought and paid for. Could a foreign government seek the ear of the president's son? Why not? They've been doing it for years, maybe over 40 years, with Biden's. We'll have no way of knowing again. We know we won't have proof. Even if we have proof, it won't go anywhere. This is the same guy who yucked it up with Jimmy Kimmel in April, that he once was so crack-addled by his own admission. He cannot remember if a laptop containing thousands of incriminating pictures and emails between Hunter and his dad, his mistress, and others was really his. And who bought a gun and lied on a gun application, a federal offense, felony. What happened to that? Nothing. It's a Biden. And this is the same guy who insists he was qualified to serve on the board of Burisma Holdings, but then admitted, probably because of his father's name. Without Hunter Biden's name, the campuses would be worth even less than a kindergarten scratchings. That the president's kid has the chutzpah to enrich himself off his access to his family for his entire life proves he has no fear of ever facing serious consequences for potential ethical lapses and criminal offenses, which he has committed and done. And of course, he's right. Nothing happened and nothing will happen. He's part of the Biden crime family. And as long as this old man is in office, Hunter Biden will never feel the need to get a normal job. He doesn't know what a job is. He doesn't even know what a business is. He doesn't know what art is. All of us mere mortals should be so lucky. The Hunter Biden paintings pose another huge ethical problem for Daddy Joe Biden. But of course, as usual, the White House has established an arrangement that will now allow President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, the president's son, to sell his artwork for hundreds of thousands of dollars without knowing the identity of purchaser. Foreign governments and major corporations could and will fund the purchase through a buyer or lobbyist, also could and will purchase the paintings to win favor with those in Biden's orbit, which has been done over the years, even if Hunter and his father don't know the buyer's identity. But they will. They're owned by them. It's happened throughout all of Biden's career in politics, so why not now? Of course it is. This is the most ridiculous one of all. Hunter should wait to sell his painting till his father leaves office to avoid any appearance of impropriety, and there's no peddling of influence he can sell. But since he's turning to this avenue to make a living, the buyers and prices for each painting should be disclosed and recused from any work with the administration. At $500,000 a painting, we need to know who's buying and why. Even if everything were above board, it's a magnet for corruption. Who just paid $500,000 a painting from novice artist Hunter Biden? We don't know. Art dealer in New York says the names of various buyers will be kept confidential. But Hunter's art is being priced between $75,000 and $500,000. An impressive sum for a neophyte, particularly one with no formal training and no talent. But before anyone gets too impressed, let's think for a minute how convenient this arrangement might be for anyone wanting to buy access to the President of the United States. We've seen how Joe sells access, his entire political career. But since art is so subjective, who is to say just how much a piece is worth? Purchases are confidential. Who is to know if it's a foreign government, a drug cartel, Ukrainian oligarch, anyone, major corporation, buying access to the artist or his family? Of course they are. They always have. Given the history of this particular son and the history of this particular president, who could blame an oligarch for wanting to try? They will. They're doing it. We already know Hunter Biden has a history of leveraging his relationship with his father to score lucrative business deals and board positions he doesn't deserve and has no qualifications for. No reason except for the name Biden. We already know President Biden has a history of meeting with his son's clients and lying about it. Even if everything about this were above board, it's a magnet for corruption no matter what. And I don't think for a minute that everything about this is above board, and I don't think any of you do either. With an art show scheduled in New York this fall, Hunter Biden's new status as a so-called serious artist, what a joke, is an open invitation to influence buyers. Just last summer, a U.S. Senate report detailed how Russian oligarchs are using the art world to launder money. It's an easy way. Secrecy, anonymity, and a lack of regulation create an exact perfect environment ripe for laundering money and evading sanctions, the report concluded. And it's true. It's being done now, and it'll be done with Biden. The Senate investigation found auction houses like Sotheby's and Christie's had anti-money laundering safeguards that were supposedly good, but are actually lax and easily circumvented. That's the Senate investigation learned that. Asked what his father thinks of his art, Hunter Biden told ArtNet News, "My dad loves everything that I do. Of course he does. It'll make Joe and brother and Hunter and the Biden crime family richer. And so I'll leave it at that," he said. No doubt. But President Biden needs to nip this problem in the bud. To alleviate any concerns, Hunter Biden should, at a minimum, fully disclose who purchases his art and prove it and why. He can voluntarily provide public disclosure. Nothing is prohibiting him from releasing who his clients are. Let the public scrutinize the buyers and their motives in the money trail. After 4 years of unending exasperation from Democrats about the dealings of the Trump legitimate businesses, which were all proved to be illegitimate, 100%, established before Donald Trump entered the political world, it would be reasonable to expect Hunter Biden to get some level of scrutiny. A few questions, maybe? No way. Hunter Biden started marketing his art after Daddy was running for president. Now that Dad is the president, suddenly critics and mainstream media, fake news media again, are gushing, lavishing praise about how good it is, and its value will certainly rise. They're all crazy and liars. With money flowing by the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, which it will be soon, it's time for Hunter Biden to show some responsibility and accountability and his father's president of the United States by disclosing who was writing these big checks and stop even Hunter Biden from even selling art until his father's out of office and stop scamming people, which he's done all his life. But I know, and you know, that will never happen. This is just another crime spree perpetrated by the Biden crime family.